Hey guys, Kira Snyder here, and welcome to our first episode of Unmasked. I'm so excited to be here with you all and just to begin this journey with you. We decided to start this show not too long ago to begin to talk about real issues and real struggles that so many of us have. There are real struggles that you go through, and you may feel like you're all alone and no one understands what you're going through. And I just want you to know today that your struggle that you're dealing with, it's very real. But one of the goals that we have with this show is to show you, as we unmask those hurts and those struggles and that pain, that there is a real hope that you can grab onto and know that others have dealt with what you're dealing with and they were able to get on the other side. So I'm so excited to be here with you all. Just to give you a little background about myself, we moved to Cullman, Alabama in 2011. And in that year, I went through my own very real struggle. You see, I battled with major anxiety and major depression. But the problem was, I was one of those people that did not think those struggles were real. When others would come to me and they would ask me for prayer or for counseling or for encouragement about things like anxiety or depression or just kind of feeling isolated and alone, my answers, unfortunately, to them were not very compassionate. Things that I would say, maybe things that maybe some of you have heard, I would say things like, you just need to try harder. You just need to read your Bible more. You just need to pray harder. One of my favorite things that I would say to people would be something like, you just need to suck it up, buttercup, and move on. Not very compassionate. And then I fell into my own pit. And man, guys, I fell really, really hard. And when I did fall, it was a dark and scary place. And even thinking about it right now, it just brings back a lot of emotions and a lot of dark memories. So as I was there, as I was struggling, I became the master of the mask. Everyone would see me and everyone would see that everything looked perfect and just so. I was running a successful business out of my home. I had a 2-year-old daughter at the time who was very happy and just enjoyed life as most 2-year-olds do. My husband was running his own business as well, and we were even leading worship together, which was a huge desire of our hearts. And so through all of that, it all looked perfect and it all looked great. And that mask began to become heavy. And I could not hold it up anymore. And it became painful. And I would do like so many of us do here in the South. And really, as I've spoken around the country, when someone would say, hey, how are you doing? How's everything going? You know, what do we say, guys? We say, oh, I'm good. I'm fine. And that's what I would do. I would say that over and over again, trying to convince everyone around me that I was really good and I was really fine because I was scared. If they find out about these struggles that I'm dealing with, there's no way anybody else is dealing with this. I felt crazy. I felt alone. I felt like I was the only one in that battle. And that's one thing that anxiety and depression will do to you. It will isolate you and lie to you and convince you that you are the only one going through that battle, when in reality, there are over 264 million people worldwide right now battling anxiety and almost 300 million who are battling depression. But see, I didn't know that, and maybe you don't know that today. So the rock bottom thing for me was having a miscarriage in September of 2011. And at that moment, I truly felt words that ended in less. You know, those words like, you are worthless, you are hopeless, you are useless, and you are purposeless, and you are a burden to those around you, and they would be better off if you were no longer here. And that really scared me. And at that moment, when I hit rock bottom, I knew that I had two options. I could look up, or I could give up. And I looked up, and I thank God every day that I looked up and that he brought people into my life to help me. He brought a counselor, he brought a church, he brought a community who loved me and who cared about me, and who gave me grace to take the mask off and to be real. And through being real, through dealing with those struggles, I began to see, as I shared, others would say things to me like, you too? And it was like I would breathe a sigh of relief and I would say, yes, Me too. And so throughout that journey over the last 9 years or so, I've been able to write a couple of books recently. We just came out with the 31-day devotional, The Anxiety Elephants, How to Stomp Out Anxiety. And through that, through sharing those struggles, this came about as well, to say, you know what, why don't we do something every week to talk about these real issues, to unmask them, and to give action to them, to give hope to those who need hope, and to say, you know what, we're no longer going to struggle in silence. We're going to take our heads out of the sand, and we're going to walk through this journey together. So as you come here every week, every Monday, that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about things like anxiety. We're going to talk about depression. We're going to talk about what it's like when you feel overwhelmed or stressed out, and you just don't know what to do. We're going to talk about those real issues, and we're going to put real hope and real action to them to help you walk in your life and truly live it the way God intended all of us to live, not just to survive, but to thrive. And so one thing that I wanted to leave you all with today was a scripture that helped me when I was getting through my struggle. And this is Psalms 40 verses 1 through 2. And it says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and he heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire, and he set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. I want you to know that you are heard. You are not alone. And as we walk through this process together, it takes time and it takes patience, but you are going to find a firm place to stand. We're going to do it together. We're going to fall sometimes, but we're going to get back up together, and we're going to go through this together. We may laugh, we may cry, we're going to do all the things, but as we come out on the other side, the cool thing about it is going to be, you're going to be able to take the things that you learned, and you're going to be able to help someone else. And then they're going to be able to help someone else. And across this world, we're going to start a movement where we no longer mask the hurt, but we heal those hurts with hope. So thank you guys for joining me here. I'm so excited to be doing this with you. You can follow me at karasnyder.com. Find me on Facebook, Instagram, all the social media platforms at Kara Snyder. And we will see you all next week.